Extreme Entrepreneurs, Steve Jobs and Jesus Christ. Written by Tracy Emmerich, Ph.D. Narrated by Bill Jacobson. Introduction. To set the stage, let me offer a quote from an American author, spiritual writer, and Franciscan friar based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. His name is Richard Rohr. He said, "Our unique little bit of heaven is installed by the manufacturer within the product, at the beginning. We are given a span of years to discover it, to choose it, and to live our own destiny to the full. If we do not, our true self will never be offered again in our unique form." Combining the earthly with the divine is intentional. We all have a bit of the divine in us, but we may not be aware of it. As you scan the pages of this book, it is my hope that you will discover, rediscover, or expand your divine influence here on earth as expressed by your soul. For many years, I researched the many lives of entrepreneurs, which led me to one important realization and conclusion. Entrepreneurs imprint whatever they do based on who they are. What are these imprints? These imprints are the expressions of an entrepreneur's soul. The soul is the driving force in everything that they do. Whatever the soul commands, the actions follow. The two extreme entrepreneurs who shaped the world into what it is today and whose lives I expose through this book use that driving force of their soul to achieve their goals. I hope that by the end of this book, you will agree that dependence on our soul is essential for a rewarding life, whether to accomplish a goal or build lasting and fruitful relationships. A unique bit of heaven is installed within us and installed within our soul. In order to bring this concept to life, this book uses two well-known individuals, Jesus Christ and Steve Jobs. Steve and Jesus endeavored their entire lives to bring their true self to the maximum. To do this, they were driven from within by their souls to be the accomplished people that we know them today. One goal of this work is to expose you to your inner driver, your soul, that if you follow, will allow you to make the world more meaningful for you and others. Your soul has a life agenda for you. What you need to do is to uncover it. It has been hidden within you for years or even decades. If you start to let that inner being guide you, your thoughts and actions, your life will be more satisfying and rewarding. Its rewards will elevate your life to the full. However, the soul that serves as the compass in our lives may not always lead us to the right path. Remember that your soul's interest is you, and its direction may not always yield positive thoughts and actions. The soul's self-interest can move you into deception, deceit, and sensual exploration. This is where you need discernment to suppress what might seem like a good idea at the time. This is where the divine influence saves the day, guiding you away from self-interest outward. There is another dimension of the soul that will also be explored. Soul as the nonverbal communicator, tuned into all living things. The soul is analogous to the Force in the movie series Star Wars. However, instead of just a few having the ability to tap into the Force, our souls allow all of us to tap in, and we do every moment. The irony is that in Star Wars, there were those that talked about the Force and those that had it. Living things on Earth all have it, soul. But as humans, we don't realize what it can do for us. Each of the extreme entrepreneurs did introduce profound changes to humankind as the expression of their souls. Steve Jobs put easy-to-use technology in the hands of humans to be used for life enhancement without any need to know or understand the underlying technology. Jesus Christ changed the paradigm of life from one of fear to one of love, giving each of us the opportunity, whether we want it or not, to be loved and to love. Jesus' teachings were not new. The Jews held forth that thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But Jesus made a simple addition that changed the whole love paradigm when he added,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?